This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, April 9th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Confusion over ceasefire, Mosaic idles Brazilian phosphate mines, and a lawsuit challenging HHS layoffs can continue. Confusion is mounting over the U.S. and Iranian ceasefire, with both sides offering differing accounts of the scope of the deal, whether the Strait of Hormuz is open, and whether the U.S. allies are keeping to the deal. In a social media post yesterday afternoon, the Iranian parliament speaker accused Israel of violating the ceasefire by continuing attacks on Lebanon and drone incursion into Iran. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt insisted to reporters that Lebanon is not part of the ceasefire and said that message has been relayed to all parties involved. Amid the confusion, vessel movement in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday was minimal. Two vessels were reported in the strait yesterday morning, according to a vessel tracking service, but hundreds remain at a standstill in the region. However, Levitt and Vice President J.D. Vance continued to insist yesterday that the strait is open, even as Iranian state media reported it had been closed. A negotiating team made up of Vance, a special envoy, Steve Witkoff, and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, will head to Pakistan this weekend for negotiations with Iranian officials, Levitt also noted. Mosaic says it will idle operations at two facilities in Brazil as a part of an effort to reduce cost and redeploy capital. It will also try to sell one of the facilities. In a statement yesterday, the company said that it anticipates the move to reduce the phosphate production by about 1 million metric tons a year. The decision, quote, removes phosphate units from a marketplace that desperately needs more, not less, units globally. That's the word of StoneX's Josh Linville speaking to AgriPulse in an email. Brazilian farmers are likely to be among the worst affected. The closure of the Araxá mining and chemical complex makes Brazil more dependent on imports if no other company purchases and runs the facility, Linville added. The other pause affects mining operations at the Patrocínio complex. A federal judge has rejected the Trump administration's motion to dismiss a lawsuit challenging staffing cuts at the Department of Health and Human Services. State attorneys general suing the agency made, quote, several plausible allegations regarding HHS extra legal conduct and constitutional violations. That the word of U.S. District Judge Melissa DeBow in Rhode Island during her ruling. The lawsuit, filed by 19 states and the District of Columbia, alleges HHS violated the Constitution's appropriation clause and is in separation of powers doctrine when making staffing cuts last year. It alleges violations of the Administrative Procedure Act. Federal lawyers had argued that the March 27 agency directive calling for staffing reductions does not constitute a final agency action under the APA, that attorneys general lack standing to pursue the case, and that the matter is not in the court's jurisdiction. However, DeBow noted she had already rejected many of the same arguments earlier in the litigation. Most of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health's workforce last year received reduction in force notices, and even after the lawsuit was filed, were placed on leave. However, the agency acknowledged in court filings earlier this year that it had rescinded all remaining RIF notices, reinstating hundreds of employees to the agency. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins met with President Trump at the Oval Office yesterday after abruptly rescheduling a tour of Majors Enterprises in Barrow, Ohio, at a roundtable event in the state. White House spokesperson Anna Kelly told AgriPulse the pair, quote, discussed topics of importance to America's farmers and ranchers. They did not provide specific information of the meeting. As the war with Iran continues and confusion over the safety of the Strait of Hormuz clouds in the fertilizer market, Rollins has repeatedly been questioned on how the administration can stabilize input costs for farmers. She said on Monday the U.S. has, quote, got to build the infrastructure in this country to spur domestic fertilizer production. After a rocky couple of years, production of biomass-based diesel is forecast to rise next year. That's according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Renewable diesel, prized for the ability to easily replace its petroleum counterpart, is seen climbing to 300 barrels a day next year, up from an expected 230 barrels a day this year. EIA still sees output of biodiesel, a similar but chemically different fuel, at 100,000 barrels a day this year, but now sees 2027 production slightly higher at 110,000 barrels. Both renewable diesel and biodiesel hit a recent slump. That's partly due to policy uncertainty from Washington that led to lower production of the fuels used to power trucks, trains, and other heavy vehicles. Producers are hopeful that the newly announced biomass-based diesel quotas for this year and next year will lead to a profit turnaround for struggling biofuel makers and farmers who grow crops used to make the fuel. Good times are ahead, said Corey Levinsky of Montana Renewables. Nominations are open for the 2026 Borlaug Cast Communication Award, sponsored by the Council for Agriculture, Science, and Technology. The award is presented annually to recognize outstanding achievement by a scientist, engineer, technologist, or other professional working in the agriculture, environmental, or food sectors for contributing to the advancement of science in the public policy arena, CAST said in its announcement. Nominations are open through May 31st. The winner to be announced by June 30 and honored December 10th at a ceremony at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. Here's today's final word. Ultimately, the Strait of Hormuz opening helps, but it does not solve anything. There is a list of things still wrong with the global fertilizer market, and there isn't time to fix it. That's the word of Josh Linville, StoneX Vice President of Fertilizer. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, April 9th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Daly.